From the Northwest Wisconsin Sports Desk, I'm Dave Tindall. Lance Jones scored 20 points. Zach Edey joined another exclusive club, and second-ranked Purdue beat number 6 Wisconsin 75-69 for its 7th consecutive victory yesterday. Purdue took the lead for good midway through the first half and extended its Big Ten lead to a game and a half. Edey had 18 points, 13 rebounds, and 3 blocked shots. He joined Patrick Ewing and David Robinson as the only players in NCAA history to combine for 2,000 career points, 1,000 rebounds, and 200 blocks while shooting at least 60% from the field. Badger coach Greg Gard says his team didn't go enough on the big stage against one of the nation's biggest, best teams.
If you want to be at the highest level, you want to play championship basketball, you have to be on point, and you can't get away with, you can against some teams, you know, you can get away with shot selection, you can get away with being loose with the ball, you can get away with not defensive rebounding well enough, and that's the, you know, the challenge this group is like, hey, now we know what we need to get better at.
Forward Tyler Wall led Wisconsin with 20 points and 7 rebounds, and he thinks the Badgers are close to joining the elite.
We played one of the best teams in the country today, and we had so many things that we pick up on and we can get so much better at. So we knock out 1, 2, 3 of those things, and I see no reason why we can't be one of the best teams in the country. So we got to sharpen it up. We got to tone those down. I think we did do a good job not turning the ball over tonight, like we said, scoring in the paint.
Wisconsin is now tied for second in the Big Ten with Illinois, which held off Nebraska in overtime 87-84. The Badgers and Illini are both 8-3 in the league, with Purdue on top at 10-2. Wisconsin is at Michigan on Wednesday night. Lauri Markkanen scored 21 points to lead the Utah Jazz to a 123-108 victory over the Milwaukee Bucks. Colin Sexton scored 19 points to help the Jazz snap a 3-game losing streak. For the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo, 33 points, 13 rebounds, or 7 rebounds, 13 assists. Bobby Portis added 27 points. Malik Beasley had 16. Damian Lillard added 12 points, 6 assists, and a season-high 2 blocks. As Milwaukee played without starters Brooke Lopez and Chris Middleton, the Bucks are 1-3 under new coach Doc Rivers and close out their Western road trip at Phoenix tomorrow night. The Suns will be coming home after yesterday's 140-112 win at Washington. Bradley Beal lit up the Wizards for 43. Anthony Edwards scored 22 of his 32 points in the third quarter. Rudy Gobert had 17 points and 13 rebounds, and the Minnesota Timberwolves pulled away in the second half to beat the Houston Rockets 111-90. Gobert added 4 of Minnesota's season high tying 11 blocks. Philadelphia 76ers center Joel Embiid will undergo an unspecified procedure this week to correct the injury to the lateral meniscus in his left knee. The Sixers did not say how much time Embiid was expected to miss. They have a 3-game homestand this week that opens tonight against Dallas. Embiid hurt his left knee Tuesday night in a loss to Golden State. He underwent an MRI that revealed the injury. 2 significant trades happened during the NHL's All-Star break. Many more are expected in the 4-plus weeks before the March 8th trade deadline. That flurry of moves is just one thing to watch down the stretch of the NHL season. The Stanley Cup playoffs begin on April 22nd. Hong Kong soccer fans and government have expressed their disappointment as Lionel Messi stayed on the bench for the full 90 minutes while Inter Miami defeated a Hong Kong Ji 4-1 in the latest stop on the MLS team's preseason Asian tour. The Argentine has a hamstring strain and did not play, as fans who snapped up more than 38,000 tickets within an hour of them going on sale in December could be heard booing in the late stages of the game and at the final whistle. The 2026 World Cup final will be played at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. FIFA made the announcement yesterday, allocating the opener of the 39-day tournament to Mexico City's Estadio Azteca on June 11th and the finale to the home of the NFL's New York Jets and Giants. Former Patriots coach Bill Belichick took out a full-page newspaper ad to thank Boston fans for their support during his time at the New England sideline. The ad ran in yesterday's Boston Globe and includes an image of Belichick overlooking a large crowd. He coached the Patriots to 6 Super Bowl championships and 17 division titles in a 19-year span. And the WIAA hockey pairings for the upcoming playoffs have been released. In Boys Division 1, Big Rivers champion Chippewa Falls gets top seed in the Hudson Sectional and a first-round bye. The Cardinals will host DC Everest or Eau Claire North on the 15th. In Division 2, defending state champion New Richmond is the top seed in the Rice Lake sectional, hosting Shawamigan in a first-round game on the 15th. Rice Lake gets a 4-seed and will host the Blizzard. And in the girls' division, Hayward gets a 3-seed and will host Marshfield in the first round of the Mosinee sectional. That's a look at sports from the Northwest Wisconsin Sports Desk. I'm Dave Tindall.